Well, it is halftime. It is also homecoming, so we've got plenty of time before the second half starts. The first half of this game started in about the worst way possible for West Plains. They fumbled opening kickoff, and then one play later, bam, touchdown, and it's 7-0, 13 seconds into the football game. Another really rocky start for West Plains, kind of reminiscent of the Camdenton game in that regard. But eventually it was 17-0. Lebanon added on, but West Plains then answered on a 10-yard touchdown pass in the second quarter from Isaiah Jones to Briggs Houston. That accounts for the only points for the Scissors here at the break, and they trail it 38-7. A lot of other stuff going on. Tomorrow, we'll all over on the Fox 96.9, we'll have college volleyball as the MSU West Plains Grizzly Tournament will continue play. We'll have matches at 11 and 3 on the Fox. That will pit MSU West Plains. I think they play their first match against Tyler Junior College. And then they'll play their final at 3 against the Ponies from Panola College. So we'll have volleyball on the Fox tomorrow and college football on Q94, the Mountain to Rock. We'll have the LSU Tigers going up against the Missouri Tigers at 11 o'clock pregame time, and you can catch all the excitement there. That's going to be a packed house and one of the bigger games played in Columbia since Gary Pinkel coached there. That'll be a dandy ball game. And if Missouri can pull off the win, they're a 4-point underdog. If they can win the game, that would move them up in the national standings, national rankings. But right now, our halftime score is 38-7. We'll check some of the other scores around the area. There's some surprisingly close games, but of course we're only talking about half of football games here, but there's some tight games that you didn't expect to be that way. We'll get to that after a break here. You're listening to Zizzer Football. They're down to 11 at 38-7. Back in a moment on KDY.
If you own one truck to a fleet of trucks, TLG Peterbilt understands that when you have one broke down, it's more than lost time. Here at TLG Peterbilt, uptime all the time means we have the right parts for all models of trucks and trailers to get your truck back on the road and your drivers home for the game. Hey, this is Damon with TLG Peterbilt in Willow Springs. We proudly support our West Plains Zizzers. Visit us at tlgtrucks.com or on Highway 60 in Willow Springs.
Something warm and delicious for lunch or dinner. What may that be?
San Juanero's Mexican-style chicken soup. Yum!
San Juanero's famous chicken soup. It's packed with good health and great Mexican flavor. It's full of shredded chicken and warm broth, Mexican rice, pico de gallo, avocado slices, a touch of enchilada sauce, and topped with fried tortilla strips. It's muy bueno. Try it at San Juanero's, just off Kentucky Avenue, next to the License Bureau.
Rooted in our communities, Simmons goes beyond banking. We're your friendly neighbor. Committed to fostering strong community bonds, we proudly invest in our local schools. When you're in need of banking services, Simmons Bank is here for you. Whether you're striving towards your goals or aiming for financial success, count on Simmons Bank to be your partner every step of the way. To discover a nearby branch, simply visit SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
The switch is on to the Medicine Shop Pharmacy in West Plains. People are transferring their prescriptions to the Medicine Shop because they have free delivery within a 10-mile radius of West Plains. And they are a locally owned, independent pharmacy with drive-through and curbside pickup. Switch to Medicine Shop Pharmacy, located next to Brookhaven Healthcare on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains. Online at westplains.medicineshop.com or download our RX Local app to get more information, refill reminders, and more.
Now is the best time to save on 54 and 60 horsepower Kubota cab tractors at Edgeland Harbor Farm Equipment in Mountain Grove and West Plains. The Kubota M-Series have been redesigned and re-equipped to make your job easier around the farm. Save on Kubota M-Series with zero down, 0% interest for 60 months. Now through October 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Remember, we are names you can trust. Edgeland Harbor Farm Equipment and Kubota in West Plains and Mountain Grove.
As your American Family Insurance agent in West Plains, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Jordan Puckett, agent. Call me at 417-505-7138, and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Jordan Puckett, agent, at 1522 Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains, or call 417-505-7138 today.
American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I., and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
A rock chip. It starts out so small and harmless. Just a little blemish on the windshield. Then one day you climb in your car and your windshield looks like a road map. Crack after crack from side to side, top to bottom, and points in between. Don't let that happen. Go see Kevin at SMP Quality Auto Glass. He can fix rock chips and prevent it from running a race across your windshield. If you didn't catch it in time, don't worry. He installs new windshields, too. SMP Quality Auto Glass. Show us your crack.
Pepperoni just makes everything better, don't you think? Right now, Domino's Pizza in West Plains and Mountain Grove has a mix and match deal. Choose any two or more items, including the new pepperoni stuffed cheesy bread, for only $6.99 each. Try the tasty sensation with pepperoni stuffed in Domino's yummy cheesy bread. Domino's in West Plains and Mountain Grove with pepperoni stuffed cheesy bread. Domino's. Oh, yes, we did.
Now it's more Scissor Football Excitement on Hot Country KDY.
Well, let's take a survey of some of the other football games going on around the area tonight and see what some of those scores look like. And about everybody at halftime by now. And some of those scores are Kickapoo in the Ozark Conference leading Rolla 35-6. That's no surprise there. Liberty and Kabul in the SCA. That's a close game. It's 12-6. Liberty leads that game being played at the Pit, Kabul. The Houston Tigers beating Willow Springs by 20 at the half, 27-7. Willow still trying to pick up their first win of the season. And let's see. Camdenton, this is a surprise. Camdenton only leads Hillcrest 14-8. Glendale with a 6-0 lead on Springfield Parkview. And those are some of the games that pertain to us. And one other game, I always keep up with what Webb City's up to. They're playing Carthage tonight, and the Carthage Tigers have a 7-point lead on the Cardinals, 20-13. Halftime pomp and circumstance going on here at Lebanon. They're getting ready for their homecoming coronation and all that sort of thing. So another break for us. We have about, I'm going to say, a good 12 minutes before the second half starts. A break here. Back with more in a moment. West Plains trails at half, Lebanon 38-7. And this is Zizzer Football on KDY.
It's my favorite time of year. It's time to get ready for fall hunting and fishing season. Everything you need for your next trip to the woods or the water, you'll find at Monty's Outdoors, Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains. Game cameras, tree stands, hunting blinds, shooting sticks, attractants, cover scents, and of course, rods and reels, fishing tackle. Everything you need and name brand products is what you'll find at Monty's Outdoors, Southern Hill Shopping Center, West Plains. Happy hunting and happy fishing.
When it's game day, there's no better way to tailgate than in the all-new Chevy Silverado from Bailey Chevrolet. The Silverado has room for all your tailgating essentials.
Whether you're chilling, grilling, or cheering, do it all in style with a Bailey Chevy Silverado from Bailey Chevrolet in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. Find new roads to unforgettable game day memories with the Chevy Silverado.
Go 469-3111. Bailey's team is gonna get it done.
Coyote is a no-nonsense, dirt-digging powerhouse. It doesn't have unneeded distractions, like that fake tough radio guy voice.
The Coyote tractor has everything you need to get the job done right without all the extras.
Which means I can drop this tough guy voice now, I guess.
Nope, nope.
Never mind.
The Coyote tractor is a no-nonsense workhorse that doesn't rely on flashy displays to prove its worth.
Still got to do the thing.
Oh, yeah. Coyote, we dig dirt. So stop in and see my parents, Scott and Crystal Brown, at Lynch Equipment in West Plains.
Hey, Zither fans, I need you all to hear me. A winning team starts with a winning spirit. Hey, this is Ashton Judd, proud Zither and Mizzou Tiger, to tell you about the winning team at Ozark Hills Insurance. They have a team of winners that can help you find the right insurance at the right price. I knew the day the Zither girls went to the state title game that our winning spirit would prevail. Be a winner and call Ozark Hills Insurance for a quote today with offices in West Plains and Mountain Home. Go Zizzers!
Frequent 9, this is Roadrunner for Junkyard Dog. You got your ears on? Come on. 10-4, what can I do for you? I just passed you, son. Where'd you get all that chrome and them chicken lights? Come back. Rick's Truck Repair. They got the biggest selection of chrome and LED lights within 100 miles, and they're my go-to place for repair, so I'm not down for long. Mercy, meet my brakes. Got some issues. What's there, 20? They're on sale 63 in West Plains, next to Highland Dairy. This is the Roadrunner, and I am headed to Rick's Truck Repair. I am gone.
For anything you need around the office, think Bureau. Office furniture? Think Bureau. Pens, paper, forms? Think Bureau. Cleaning and janitorial supplies? Think Bureau. Need supplies but you don't have time to get it? Think Bureau. They deliver. So for anything you need for the office, think Bureau. Stop by and see them just off the square in West Plains or online at thinkbureau.com. Bureau, 202 West Main in West Plains.
Powell County Habitat for Humanity continues to build homes for families who qualify. It happens through generous people like yourself who have the means to contribute. One way is to donate unneeded items to the Habitat Restore on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. They accept clean, used furniture, appliances, household items, and more. They will sell these items in the store to help fund building Habitat homes in Howell County. Go to HowellCountyHabitat.org or visit the Restore on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
Driving in the fall and winter months can be challenging. You never know what Mother Nature will bring each day. Make sure your tires have plenty of tread. Give Wilbanks Tire a chance to sell you a new set of tires. Once you buy a set of tires from Wilbanks Tire, you can come in anytime for free tire rotation for the life of your tires. So once a customer of Wilbanks Tire, you will always be a customer of Wilbanks Tire. Wilbanks Tire, 201 West 2nd Street in West Plains.
The Scissors play here on today's Hot New Country, KDY.
Well, we are at the half. It's homecoming for the Lebanon Yellow Jackets, so that's going on out on the field right now in front of this huge crowd that they have here. One of the things that you hope might happen was that Lebanon might not come out quite ready to go because they've got their game of the year next week. Anytime they play Camdenton, that's always the be-all, end-all for the folks here at Lebanon. I don't know if Camdenton looks at it quite the same way, but Lebanon sure does. And so that is the game that they point at. And so that lingers down the road in next week's Week 8 competition. But as we've seen, Lebanon was ready to play tonight, and they took advantage of the early mistakes that West Plains made, and they were able to put West Plains in a 17-0 hole, and here at the half, it's 38-7. West Plains has moved the ball a few times on offense. At one drive where they scored the touchdown, they took it 70 yards and scored on a 10-yard pass from Isaiah Jones to Briggs Houston, but had another drive that stalled out, and that was pretty much it. A turnover led to the last touchdown that Lebanon scored when Briggs, or I should say when Isaiah Jones, lost the football on a sack, and the Jackets were able to punch that in, and they lead it now by 31 points as we approach quarter number three. Now tomorrow, the Grizzly Volleyball Classic continues at the West Plains Civic Center. Grizzly games will be at 11 and 3. Games start, I think, at 9 o'clock in the morning, but we'll have the broadcast of the Grizzly matches over on the Fox 96.9. That'll be at 11 o'clock. Thanks to James for covering tonight. You can't be two places at once, and James always does a really good job, so we appreciate that. And we'll have two Grizzly games tomorrow. Also tomorrow, under normal circumstances, we'd have the Grizzly softball game on the radio. But, again, we've got volleyball going on, and, again, can't be two places at once. So just unfortunate scheduling there, but it's going to be a busy day tomorrow. It's going to be a little cooler day tomorrow as the Grizzlies play softball at home and volleyball at home. It is halftime. We're getting, we're about 5 minutes away from the second half, so if you're working around that, that's how much time you have. At the break is West Plains trailing at the half 38-7, and we're back in a moment on KDY.
What's your next dream? Paying off your credit card? Remodeling your kitchen? Exploring the rainforest of Costa Rica? Whatever your dreams, they take some planning. I'm State Farm Agent Justin Shelby, and I'm right here to help lend a hand. As your local neighbor, I can help you look at things you want to save for, come up with a plan to make those savings goals happen, because your money should work just as hard as you do to achieve your dreams. So whether it's being debt-free or free to roam the world, call me, State Farm Agent Justin Shelby, today. Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Did you know periodic maintenance is needed to keep your well, pump, and pressure tank running as they should? A to Z Pump Service offers parts and maintenance for your well. Have your well, tank, and pump checked annually. Stay ahead of potential problems and save money with regular maintenance. Call A to Z Pump Service and schedule your well maintenance today. 417-256-8089. A to Z Pump Service. We are pumping to please.
For patients in need of respiratory care, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment has many options a patient may need, including the ResMed Astral TM100. If prescribed by your doctor, the respiratory therapist at OZH Medical Equipment will help every step of the way, resulting in a higher quality of life and better disease management. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment cares. It's in their name. 1703 West 8th Street, West Plains.
If you happen to be in an accident, keep this in mind. You have a choice in who tows your vehicle. So make the right choice and call 256-7628 for J&J Recovery and Towing of West Plains. They answer the calls 24/7. They will get to you fast and take your vehicle to the destination of your choosing. So if you're in a wreck, breakdown, or whatever reason you might need a tow, make the right choice and call J&J Recovery and Towing, 256-7628.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance.
Hi, this is Dave Thomas with Shelter Insurance at 214 West Main Street. Let us help you with all your insurance needs. We specialize in auto, home, life, and business. Call or text us at 256-6116.
Save with Dave.com.
Did you know we have one of the largest and competitive priced Pro Series batteries in the Ozarks? You could call us the outfitters of agricultural, ATV, automotive, commercial, lawnmower, and solar Pro Series batteries. And my number one customer service team can only get you the proper battery if you bring us the model, type, and code. Stop in and see us today. Hirsch knows batteries.
Hirsch Paint and Font Supply, more than a box store.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. Have you seen the all-new Buicks lately? Like the Encore GX, Envision, Enclave, or the all-new Buick Envista? Take a look. We are South Central Missouri's only Buick dealer, and we have a huge inventory to choose from. Come by and see us in West Plains for the best price on an all-new Buick.
Find new roads today.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Group Chevrolet in West Plains.
Ozark Conference football excitement continues now with the Scissors on KDY.
Yeah, we just had the big roar go up as the homecoming queen was announced here. Sadie Rink, I think, was the name that was announced. So congratulations to Sadie Rink. She's the homecoming queen here at Lebanon High School for 2023. West Plains comes back out. So does Lebanon. We may have a little more time put back on the clock. We'll see. Final home game of the regular season will be next Friday night at McDonald's Field at Scissor Stadium. And that'll be the Parkview Vikings coming to town. And at least so far tonight, there being a problem. Their game this evening, that was still close at the half when I was checking just a little while ago. Let's see if there's an update on that score here. Springfield Parkview. Let's see. There it is. Glendale is leading Parkview at the half by a 6-0 score. The ironic part about Glendale this year is this is the best, I think this is the best defense I've seen them have for several seasons. Normally offense is never a problem with them, but their offense isn't as good this year. It's weird how that works. Nothing else new on the scores. Most of these games, again, are at the half. Liberty up by 6 on Cabool, 12-6. Houston with a 27-7 lead over Willow Springs. And I don't have it, but from what I think I heard a moment ago, Ava is up big on Thayer. But no other updates on all that. At the half, we're at 38-7. We should be ready for the second half to roll when we come back after our final break. Here at halftime, we'll come back in 3 minutes on Hot Country KDY.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why they're on the sidelines cheering you on and ready to step in should anything happen. Dr. Pyatt is proud to be the Scissor Team physician. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Fall is here, and at Don's Auto Service, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the door. Don's Auto Service makes sure their expert staff gets you the best and most qualified information on your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered and are ready to get your vehicle ready for the upcoming winter months.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
As your American Family Insurance agent in West Plains, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Jordan Puckett, agent. Call me at 417-505-7138, and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Jordan Puckett, agent, at 1522 Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains, or call 417-505-7138 today.
American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's not enough to merely own land. You need to own it, too. The Coyote Canine UTV helps you own the land you own. Hear the difference? Owning the land sounds like this.
Well, son, someday you'll inherit my land.
But owning it sounds like... You see, owning is...
Sign here, and here, and here.
But owning is more. Yeah, the rugged Coyote Canine UTV. Coyote, we dig dirt. So stop in and see my parents, Scott and Crystal Brown, at Lynch Equipment in West Plains.
It's back to the field for more Zizzer football action on Hot Country KDY.
So we have the opening kick to start the second half at 8:53, and it's a squib kick covered by the Jackets at their own 40-yard line. So first down and 10 for Lebanon. And they've been pretty effective just doing what they do. Running that triple option, now the double wing set. So first and 10 for the Jackets. Man in motion. Here's a handoff, first guy up the middle, and that'll be a carry by Glenn Denning across the 45, about the 47-yard line. Gain of 7 on the play, make it 8 yards on the play, up at the 48. Second down and 2. Wouldn't be surprised that Glenn Denning just gets it just nearly every play here to start the second half. He's a single back. Motion man, hand it off, Glenn Denning again, right up the middle. That's going to be close to a first down. It may be just a little bit short. They've got to get the ball to the midfield stripe. It's going to be marked at 49 and a half. You can't really tee off and really come too hard, these guys. The way they run that triple option, Gavin Smith, if he sees something and sees an opportunity, he'll either keep it or hand it off, depending on the situation. Now, third down and short, about a half a yard. Under center, West Plains comes hard. Here's a handoff left, but then he bounces outside, gets the first down. He got it to the 48-yard line of West Plains, and it'll be first down and 10 for Lebanon. They would like nothing more than to just grind this thing and eat up some clock. They are firmly in control with the football to start the second half. Smith brings him up on first and 10 for the West Plains 48. First man through, Glenn Denny. And he'll take it across the 45, about the 44-yard line. It'll be second down and close to 6. Being as how Lebanon just doesn't throw the ball much at all, West Plains can play 7 and 8 in the box here, trying to stop this offense. Second and 6, toss play, running to the right, trying to get to the corner, gets a lead block, gets to the corner, 40-yard line, tackle made down the 37-yard line, Allen on the carry that time. That's very close to it. It is a first down for Lebanon. So the Jackets move the chains as the clock keeps ticking. First down and 10, 37 of West Plains, for Lebanon. Smith, inside counterplay, hands off, wingman, big hole up the middle, he's at the 15, he's at the 10-yard line, he's at the 5, turns it up and tackled at the 2. Allen again on the carry, they ran a little inside counterplay, and I mean it opened up huge, big run from scrimmage there, and a gain of 34, and first and goal to go. For the Lebanon Yellow Jackets, 9-12 as the clock stops momentarily, and here it goes again. They mark that at the 3. First and goal to go. Let's see if they go again with Glenn Denning right up the middle. Motion man to the left, handoff, Glenn Denning right up the middle, and he's in for the touchdown. So the Jackets now up 44-7, and that was as the least complicated drive you ever saw in your life. just running the ball straight upfield between the tackles. So Glenn Denny with a 3-yard touchdown run. Here's the extra point try. The kick is up, and the kick is good. Jackets now up 45-7 on West Plains. 8:45 to go, third quarter. Back in a minute on KDY.
Rooted in our communities, Simmons goes beyond banking. We're your friendly neighbor. Committed to fostering strong community bonds, we proudly invest in our local schools. When you're in need of banking services, Simmons Bank is here for you. Whether you're striving towards your goals or aiming for financial success, count on Simmons Bank to be your partner every step of the way. To discover a nearby branch, simply visit SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
What's your next dream? Paying off your credit card? Remodeling your kitchen? Exploring the rainforest of Costa Rica? Whatever your dreams, that takes some planning. I'm State Farm Agent Justin Shelby, and I'm right here to help lend a hand. As your local neighbor, I can help you look at things you want to save for, come up with a plan to make those savings goals happen. Because your money should work just as hard as you do to achieve your dreams. So whether it's being debt-free or free to roam the world, call me, State Farm Agent Justin Shelby, today. Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
West Plains football continues now on Hot Country KDY.
Lebanon with another kickoff. They lead it 45-7. Here is the kick, and it'll be taken back at the 5. Now at the 10, 15. Big hit, spun around, and dropped inside the 15-yard line. I think Jackson Taylor is the return man on the play. That's going to be near the 15. It'll be first down and 10. And the turbo clock is already running. Some places they wait till the 4th. I've noticed, but here tonight, it's on already. So first down for West Plains. And when the turbo is on, the only thing that stops it is a timeout or injury. Jones will line up in the spread set, stands back at his 10. Here's the snap. Will run it to the left. Handoff. Remy Wilson gets a good gain across the 20-yard line to the 22. Gain of about 7 on the play. That play was really well blocked as it came around the left end. So the Zizzers trying to just put something together here, put something on the board. In this game, unless West Plains gets it down at less than 35, is going to go by quick now. Yard line of West Plains. It'll be third and short. Here's a pass over the middle, and that ball is incomplete. Tried to get it on a slant to Briggs Houston coming from right across the middle, and that ball popped out as he got popped. As he was trying to bring that football in. Well, this will be third down and 2 after that 7-yard run on first down by Remy. So third down and 2 yards to go, a long two. They've got to get it just across the 25-yard line. Full backfield back there with Isaiah Jones. Takes it. Fakes it, now runs right, wrapped up the backfield, tackle for a loss on the play, all the way back at the 20-yard line. So it'll be a loss of 3, and West Plains will have to give the football up. Levin gets sensational penetration up front. And as Kevin Stubblefield was telling me before the game, they can really get after the quarterback. And we've seen that happen on multiple occasions here tonight. Fourth down, about 4 yards to go, so West Plains will have to punt the ball away. Isaiah will kick it away. And nobody back deep for Lebanon. They'll let it roll and let it roll dead at the 40-yard line of the Yellow Jackets. 5:47, and the clock is still a-running. So in spite of the fact that the second half got started so late, folks are going to get home a little earlier tonight, it looks like, unless West Plains can put some points on the board. Yellow Jackets are in no rush. play clock hasn't even started yet, and the game clock continues to run. Parkview at home next week for West Plains. Double wing formation. Eight guys in the box for West Plains. They're not playing pass at all. Here's the first man through, Glenn Denning. He'll move the pile up to the 43-yard line before he is finally drugged down on the play. Alex Judd on that last tackle. Jackets come back up in the black and gold. Motion man. West Plains does not jump on the hard count. Second and seven. Smith will hand off. First guy. Flag is down on the play, and they'll drive the ball carrier back. They stop the clock. There'll be a penalty flag. Probably against Lebanon, unless it's a face mask. You think this would be holding. Nope, they're going to march it against West Plains. 5-yard penalty. Where'd our referee go? I didn't see what the call was, but it was against West Plains, so it's a first down now at the 49-yard line of the Scissors. Face mask, okay. Lebanon just milking this clock here. They're in no hurry at all. Now they come up and ready to go. Gavin Smith takes it. Toss play, running to the right. Tries to get to the corner. Allen to the corner. Beats the corner. Turns it upfield. Missed tackle. And now out of bounds near the 32-yard line. So a gain of 17 on the play if they marked that. Well, I think they marked it out at 33. So that'll be a 16-yard gain. And the referee, the flag is down at the line of scrimmage. So we'll get the call here as he is talking to Will Christensen, the head coach. And chop block call against the defense. Normally it's chop block against the offense, but not in this case. That is a personal foul call. And they're going to decline, I guess, and just play it where it is. And where it is the 33-yard line. First and 10 for the Jackets. Trying to add another score here. Smith, quarterback draw fake, now steps back and he throws the football. That ball's caught on the near sideline down to the 17-yard line. So there's a rarity. And he threw the ball that time to one of their tight ends. And it's first down and 10 now from the 17. Reception that time by Bowling, Drew Bowling. 2:27 and counting, third quarter. Smith will hand off. Glenn Denning running left, and he'll be wrapped up and stopped after a gain of 3, maybe 4 yards. Jackson Hunter on the stop that time. They are just very methodic with the way they go about their business on offense. They did throw one just a moment ago, but they're all about what they're doing right now, and that is lining up in that double wing formation, run misdirection, run it right at you. And here we go on second down and six. Option right, toss play to the right. They get it back to the running back, Glendinning, turns it up inside the 10, inside the 5, and the tackle made at about the 4-yard line. So it's a first down and goal to go, 9:09 here on the clock. This is KKDY West Plains. This is Zizzer Football, and it's 11 and pounded on the door again. Glendinning will take his time. And now comes under center. Option play right. Smith keeps it, turns it up inside, trying to get to the goal line, very close. He's driven back right at the goal line by the West Plains defense. So no score there, and 43 seconds in counting in the third quarter. This would seem to be the spot that Jaximus Glendinning would get the handoff here. Let's see if West Plains can plug it up inside. Toss play. They're going to sweep it to the left, turn it up inside, and a touchdown. Bowling on the touchdown run. And Lebanon is on the board again. They lead it 51-7. So 7 seconds left in this third quarter. So we'll have the kickoff, and that will allow that 7 seconds to expire. Extra point try now. Snap down, hold good. Kick, and the officials on the goal line say it's good. 52-7, Lebanon on top. Back in a minute on KDY.
Since 1993, Howell County Habitat for Humanity has built 29 homes and will be starting their 30th this year. They do it to provide a decent and affordable place to live for partnered families. Habitat for Humanity brings people together to build homes, communities, and hope, celebrating 30 years in business. Find out more on Facebook and at the Habitat Restore on Porter Wagner Boulevard, or visit howellcountyhabitat.org.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Now it's more Zizzer football excitement on Hot Country KDY.
It's 52-7, and Lebanon will kick the ball away. This will run out the final few seconds of this quarter, and we'll be headed to the fourth with turbo clock. Here's the approach and the kick. And again, they kick it to the left side. Take it at the 10, the 15, the 20-yard line. Turn it upfield. Good run. 20 through the 30, 34, maybe 35-yard line. So a good return on that play. And Remy Wilson on the return. And that's the end of the third. We go to the fourth with the turbo clock on, 52-7. Lebanon leads. Back in a minute on KDY.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring. In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Your insurance is only as good as your agency, and we're one of the best in the nation. Dave Thomas, Shelter Insurance, your friend in the insurance business.
SaveWithDave.com.
Hey, Zizzer fan, tonight, after the game, tune in to the Fox 96.9 for The Locker Room Show with me, James Hurt. It's your opportunity to call in and talk about tonight's game, hand out game balls to deserving players, and give them the recognition that they deserve. It's every Friday night after the games on the Fox 96.9. It's The Locker Room Show with me, James Hurt, and I look forward to hearing from you.
The Scissors play here on today's Hot New Country, KDY.
Fourth quarter, ready to roll with the turbo clock. And here's a pass out to the left flat, ball caught by Kinslow at the left sideline, turns it on and gets out of bounds after he picked up good yardage, about 9 to the 41. Second down on the play. Well, they call him out of bounds at the 41, so he had to get to the 45. It's a gain of 6. West Plains would sure like to add some points here, make this score a little more respectable. Spread formation for Isaiah Jones. He'll drop back to throw. He's looking downfield. He's going to heave it down the right side, and the ball is high and caught by Briggs Houston out of bounds at the 33-yard line of Lebanon. Again, an example of throwing that ball downfield and throwing it high where Briggs Houston could go up and get it, and that is a first and 10 at the 35 of Lebanon. Isaiah Jones, every once in a while you get to see him show that arm off. He can really fling it. Now the spread set, four wide. Throw it to the left flat. That ball is caught. And the tackle made is Kinslow, gets it down to the 30-yard line. Gain on the play of 5. So it's going to bring up second down. Will Stauffer instead. Okay, so Will Stauffer on the reception that time. Gain of 6, second down 4. Coach Wyatt calls the play from the sideline, not far from where the ball is snapped. And now the snap, back to throw it. Flush down the pocket. Jones running right, throws the ball underneath, and the ball is incomplete. Intended for Remy Wilson at the 27-yard line. And that ball hits the turf. So now it's going to be third down and 4. Third and 4 yards to go for West Plains. This ball game is completely out of hand, so now you would like to see a touchdown or two maybe before it's over if you're West Plains, and as importantly, if not more importantly, get out of here injury-free. Back to throw it. Jones, he looks. He throws it over the middle, and hard to see if that ball was caught or not. Evidently not. Low pass, we have a Zizzer down on the field. Yeah, he's sitting upright. No, he's not. So we're going to have a stoppage for an injury, and we'll take a timeout here as the staff will come out and check the injured player for West Plains. And it's Fernando Lopez, the center, who is down and being checked on right now by staff. He's sitting upright, so that's a good sign. Looks like he's got a problem with his right leg, so they'll check on him. We'll take time out. 9:06 to play. West Plains trailing 52-7. Back in a minute on KDY.
ORN Cares is now officially Give Local First, and we're looking for our 2024 recipient. Ozark Marketing Company and the Ozark Horse Trader are making plans for the upcoming year, and we are now taking applications for a regional organization. If you are a part of a registered 501c3 and want to be considered, please stop by our office at 983 East Highway 160 in West Plains, or email givelocalfirst@gmail.com. In 2023, our charity golf tournament was the biggest in the area, with 82 teams and raising over $20,000 for our recipient. Deadline for eligible applications will be October 31st.
Hey, Zither fans, I need you all to hear me. Hey, everyone, this is Ashton Judd with Mizzou Tiger Basketball. It took me years of practice to get where I am today. I love being a Zither and playing on a winning team. That's why I chose the winning team at Ozark Hills Insurance to take care of my insurance, and you should too. They have a team of agents that will treat you like family with the best coverage at the best price. Get a quote today from Ozark Hills Insurance with offers in West Plains and Mountain Home. Go Zizzers!
All right, we come back, and Fernando Lopez off the field under his own power. West Plains completes a pass to Rylan Kinslow on the far sideline, up the left side, and a good gain. Enough for the first down. So the ball is going to be marked inside the 15. And let's see, where do they mark that? That's the 12-yard line. Also, a substitution for West Plains now in the game, playing center. Well, we'll get the sub here in just a sec. Jones back to throw it. He rolls to the right. He throws the ball over the middle, sliding attempt, and incomplete. Clock still running with 8 minutes to go. Aaron Hargrove, that's right. I knew I saw that on there somewhere. Aaron Hargrove is the center now for West Plains. He's a 6'3", 315-pound junior. So he's got the job of triggering the play there at the center spot. Here's the snap from the 12. Pass to the right, that ball is incomplete, intended for Will Stauffer at the 3-yard line. So now West Plains will have third down and 10 from the third. They're going to say this ball is at the, that's the 12-yard line is where it's at. So let's see if West Plains can pop one in here, make it look a little more palatable. Where's Briggs Houston? He split wide out to the right side, and they'll have double coverage on him. Jones back to throw it. He looks. He throws to the right. That ball high, and it is a jump ball. It's caught. That ought to be a touchdown. And it is a touchdown. You guys are supposed to put your hands in the air when it's a touchdown. Briggs Houston caught it right on the back line, went up, caught it, came down with his feet in. That's a sweet play, pass play from Isaiah Jones to Briggs Houston, covering 12 yards in West Plains now, on the board with their 13th point, and they'll have an extra point try here. 6:46 to play. Reed Cobb will do the kicking. Snap good. Hold down, kick is up, and it is good. West Plains on the board again. 6:46 to play in the fourth. They trail Lebanon 52-14. Back in a minute on KDY.
Want to make a lasting impression with your business? Elevate your brand with creative design and printing services from the Ozark Horse Trader. Business cards that leave a mark. Exquisite business stationery that speaks class. Envelopes that make a statement. Invitations that captivate. Your choices are limitless. The Ozark Horse Trader's professional typesetting and design services will set you apart. And top-notch printing and finishing will bring your vision to life. The Ozark Horse Trader. Your vision on print. In West Plains and at OzarkHorseTrader.com.
Yes, the work week is over. Come on, weekend. Where are my car keys? Are you kidding me? I did it again. I locked them in the car. Good thing I have West Plains Lock and Key programmed in my phone.
West Plains Lock and Key?
I did it again.
Are you at work or home this time? All right, we'll be right there.
Whenever you lock yourself out, call West Plains Lock and Key, 256-8862. West Plains Lock and Key, where tradition meets technology.
Ozark Conference football excitement continues now with the Zizzers on KDY.
52-14, the second touchdown reception of the night for Briggs Houston from Isaiah Jones. This one covered 12 yards. The first one was from 10 yards out. Cobb with the ensuing kick. We'll squib it down the middle. Be picked up at the 20 and 16. Call it good. So Lebanon may be running some new folk out there here with this possession. Clock already running after the kick. We're going to get some new faces. Let's see who will be doing the quarterbacking chores here. Nick Allen, I believe, is the quarterback for the Yellow Jackets. He's up under center and ready to go out the double wing from the 21 of Lebanon. Whistles go, and we'll stop play. Timeout, Lebanon. 5:44 to play. 52-14. Lebanon leads West Plains. Back in a minute on KDY.
Rooted in our communities, Simmons goes beyond banking. We are your friendly neighbor. Committed to fostering strong community bonds, we proudly invest in our local schools. When you are in need of banking services, Simmons Bank is here for you. Whether you're striving towards your goals or aiming for financial success, count on Simmons Bank to be your partner every step of the way. To discover a nearby branch, simply visit SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
As your American Family Insurance agent in West Plains, I'm looking out for what matters to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Jordan Puckett, agent. Call me at 417-505-7138, and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Jordan Puckett, agent, at 1522 Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains, or call 417-505-7138 today.
American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I., and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's back to the field for more Scissor football action on Hot Country KDY.
Five minutes, 44 seconds. Lebanon has changed out about everybody on defense, or on offense, that is. Nick Allen is the new quarterback for the Yellow Jackets. On first down, they'll run it to the left, and they'll pick up about 4, maybe 5 yards. And they'll get the ball just across the 25-yard line. Carson Hill on the carry that time. Jackets have pretty much cleared the bench. Allen on second down. Running play right. And not much there. Carson Hill, the ball carrier. West Plains reacted well on that play running to stop the right tackle and stopped it for a very short gain. So it's third down and about 3. Ball on the right hash mark. Jackets going right to left. 4:39 and counting. And if they have to punt here, they don't care. Motion man from right to left. Toss play on the run to the left. Good defense turned that play in. Good hit on the play to stop it. And the tackle was made as Alex Judd made the initial hit. And then players came in from behind to finish it up. So the ball is now marked on the 30-yard line. And it'll be fourth down and 2. They're up 52-14. They may decide to go for it here. I don't know. Game clock under 4 minutes now. So the game clock continues to move. Play clock. They let it run down. They call timeout. And now they'll decide if they want to go for it or punt the ball away. 3:39 to go. Our next broadcast next Friday night from McDonald's Field and Scissor Stadium. Springfield Park View will be the opponent. West Plains will be trying to even their mark at 4-4. We'll have that with a 7 o'clock kickoff here on KDY. 30-second timeout. You're listening to Scissor Football on KDY.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why they're on the sidelines cheering you on and ready to step in should anything happen. Dr. Pyatt is proud to be the Zizzer Team Physician. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
West Plains football continues now on Hot Country KDY.
11, not going to go for it. They'll punt the ball away. Kicker will stand back at the 16-yard line. West Plains now will send Jackson Taylor back. Jackson will stand back at his 45. Here's the punt. And it's away, and a pretty decent punt. Bounces at the 41. Takes a neutral bounce, and it'll be down by the Jackets at the 39-yard line. First down and 10. So let's see if West Plains will go with their first unit here or if they'll change out some people. Looks like the first unit is coming back. Clock down to 3:08 in county. So it'll be West Plains on offense here with a late arrival on the field and ready to go again. Isaiah Jones at quarterback with a single running back. Takes it to Remy Wilson, throws to the far side, ball dropped by Stoffer, incomplete. We've now seen Camdenton, we've seen Kickapoo, and now we've seen Lebanon. The three top teams in the conference. And not much doubt who the top dog is. The record shows that. They're now 7-0. Lebanon is very good. They're going to be tough in Class 5 when districts start. Second down, 10. Pass out to the left side. Ball is caught by Kinslow, and he'll be wrestled down close to a first down. He'll be out of bounds at the 46. Clock still running. We're under 2 minutes to go. We will wrap this up quickly when the clock runs out. And we'll be dodging deer for the next hour and 45 minutes. Here's the snap, handoff, Remy Wilson running left. Good run, gets the first down. He was just a little short after the previous play was out at the 46. He's out across the 50 to the 49-yard line of Lebanon, 48-yard line of Lebanon. So time to run another play, maybe two. 52-14 with 1 minute left. It'll be three receivers left. Briggs Houston wide out to the left. He'll throw it to Briggs on the near sideline. Makes a catch. Gets away from a couple of guys, but he'll only pick up 2 yards. That's 46. And that could be the last play of the game. West Plains will come up with no huddle. This very well could be the last play of the game. Out of the gun, Jones rolls right. He rolls. He turns it upfield, and he'll be dropped after he got back to the line of scrimmage. And Isaiah gets up slowly. He may have fell on the football. And that's going to be the football game as West Plains falls here at Lebanon tonight. Final score, 52-14. And to sum it up, it started poorly for West Plains. Fumbling the opening kickoff. Jackets took a 17-0 early lead, and they pretty much cruised from there. Two touchdown receptions tonight for Briggs Houston from Isaiah Jones. But Lebanon, too much tonight. They go to 7-0. West Plains falls to 3-4. Again, we're at home at McDonald's Field at Zizzer Stadium next Friday night against Springfield Parkview. For Drew Joyce on the video and Pete Hudson back in the studio, I'm Harlan Hutchison. Again, Lebanon wins at 52-14 as we say goodnight from LaClique County.
Plains Scissors Football on Hot Country KDY has been brought to you by
A to Z Pump Service, Bailey Chevrolet Pontiac, Bureau, by Butler Heating and Air, Domino's Pizza, Don's Auto Service, Edgler and Harper, Habitat for Humanity, J&J Recovery, Monty's Outdoors, Ozark Hills Insurance, Ozarks Healthcare, and Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. Also brought to you by Pepsi Mid-America, by Peterbilt, Rick's Truck Repair, Shelter Mutual Insurance, Simmons Bank of West Plains, SMP Quality Auto Glass, State Farm Insurance, Justin Shelby Agent, Taylor Grubaugh Buick GMC Chevrolet, The Medicine Shop, West Plains Lock and Key, Wilbanks Tire, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, and by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply.
West Plains Scissors Football on Hot Country KDY is a presentation of Ozark Radio Sports, a division of the Ozark Radio Network.